Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Disneyland's plans to reopen at just 15% of capacity with California residents only. Airlines are cutting their advertising budgets dramatically. Can you guess where? And did you hear about the airline passenger who tried to bite his seatmate's ear off? If not, we'll update you next in the news.
At 3:20, we make you a smarter traveler as we talk a bit about travel bargains. Everyone anticipates travel companies rolling out the red carpet with jaw-dropping deals to get you to return. Mark has a slightly different take.
That biting the ear off thing was got your amusement
yeah.
there.
Was it Mike Tyson?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That was a long time ago. Mike Tyson on an airplane, yeah. The back half of the program today is all about getting back on the road. We have our cruise expert, Gwen Duncan of Cordially Yours Travel, joining us.
Along with Sports Leisure Vacation's own Clayton Whitehead, a 40-year tourism veteran and tour director. They'll share their opinions and expertise starting at 3:35.
The days are warming up and the sun is starting to shine brighter on the world of travel. The next journey may be about to begin. Thank you for joining the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
With the show.
Hello, hello. Welcome, my friends, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Saying the word travel in the Travel Guys radio show, week after week, becomes more and more viable. It's just such a great thing. Mark, how you doing? How are my friends there at Sports Leisure Vacations doing?
We are doing well. We have been busy, which is kind of fun and kind of different here. We've all sat around doing our knitting and stuff like that for about a year. I mean, I didn't even know how to knit a year ago. So it's nice to be, you know, it's really, I think I've mentioned this before, but if you're in business, and this has been a tough year for a lot of people in a lot of different businesses, they've had to close and reopen again. And we've gone through that same thing at Sports Leisure Vacations in terms of, can we go someplace? Can we not? When do we tell people? When do we give their money back? How long do we wait? What do we hope for? And so I really, truly get it. And if you're lucky enough to have a business whose customers are waiting there for your doors to reopen, then you are really in a blessed place. Because there are a lot of people whose doors will never reopen, or when they do, they have to go and hustle up their customers again. So I'm really quite lucky, the business that I'm in and the people who do business with our company at Sports Leisure Vacations, who have been some of those folks who have been, you know, knocking on the door, you know, can we come in yet? So it's, I have to tell you, having been to the Bay Area this weekend for a little bit, restaurants are still an issue some places because they have limited capacity and everybody thinks they can go eat there. And, you know, if a restaurant's only doing 25%, then they can't accommodate their regular customer load, never mind other people who might be dropping by. So, but I think that's a good thing for the restaurants. It shows that people are eager to join them inside when it's safer to have more people. Kids are going back to school. For God's sake, if you're driving on the road, and you've gotten used to not having little ones around, and because you travel between 7:30 and 8:30 in the morning, be careful because they are popping up in places where they haven't been for a while. So, you know, just ease off the gas. Some people have gotten used to going down the road a little faster over the last year, like 30 or 40 miles an hour faster than they did before. So this would be the time to back off that, because now we got little ones running around, and good for them. They'll get a little bit of school in, maybe go into the summer a little bit, and that'll help some. So good news. It's just around the corner, hopefully for travel too.
Good point. Yeah, be careful out there. It's the world is we're changing back a little at a time. All right, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on the travel news. And with it, here's the latest, Mark Hoffman.
Well, Disneyland, as we mentioned in the headlines, is going to reopen very soon, and they are only allowed 15% capacity to start with. They're, of course, hoping that the numbers will allow that percentage to go up quickly, maybe even before they open. This is another interesting thing about the Disneyland reopening. They are going to try to do this by admitting California residents only, because they feel like that will keep things safer. Many out-of-state residents still have to quarantine, technically, when they come to California. I suspect a lot of people are not doing that. But so this is Disneyland's way of trying to keep people safe, is to try to sell tickets just to California residents.
I wonder if one of the issues is if the people in Southern California, they're, mm-hmm. Real close to Disneyland. There are special benefits and discounts and such for literally the local residents. I wonder how many beyond just the L.A. area will even get a chance to be part of that 15 to 20%, or whether it's going to be a lot of Southern California residents only.
If I didn't know better, I mean, we're not in the same studio anymore, so all we can do is see each other on FaceTime. But if I didn't know better, I'd think you had this in front of this article in front of you. Indeed, Disney is saying the reason we can do this is because in the past we have offered things to California residents, to nearby residents within a certain radius of the park, and we know when people buy tickets through technology and where their credit card and where their home billing address is and stuff like that, we know where they're coming from. So I'm guessing it's probably not 100% accurate. Person A could probably buy tickets for person B, but they apparently have convinced the state medical officials that they have enough of a handle on this to be able to reopen the park. So it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. And also, right away, I'm as a person who does sporting events and concerts and stuff like that for people, I'm immediately thinking there's going to be a secondary ticket market somewhere.
Yeah, you just don't know.
American Airlines is trying to peddle airline miles again. They're the only ones who do this about every 3 weeks. And when they send out the emails, it gives me an opportunity to remind you every few months, please don't buy miles from airlines. The only exception I can think of that is if you were very close to an award ticket and you needed a few miles or a few thousand miles or whatever to be able to use the rest of your miles and get an award ticket, then pay for the overpriced miles. But never, ever, ever, even when it's 2 miles for one, it's not a good deal. So don't buy miles from airlines unless you check with me first. Let's see here. Speaking of airlines, they are slashing advertising budgets all over the place. Where, Thomas, do you suppose they would look to slash airline budgets? I mean, advertising budgets, airlines.
Well, I don't know. I would guess by TV and radio. We don't do much radio, but television advertising? Primarily.
Television advertising and specifically U.S. sporting leagues. Can you say Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Football League?
Well, isn't the San Francisco Giants announce booth the Alaskan Airlines studio or something?
Yeah, the Hawaiian Airlines. Yeah. So global data estimates airlines will cut more than $300 million in sponsorship spending on sports.
Wow.
So, And that's not a small number. Now, if the airlines are cutting that, you have to wonder, hotels, destinations, oftentimes you see their advertisements on sports broadcasts or hear them on radio cast. My goodness, if all this money isn't flowing into the coffers of sports franchises, could it be possible that a pay cut or, you won't – a guy who hits a baseball for a living may not make $70,000 every time he goes to the plate anymore.
Well, sponsorship and advertising associated with viewing and watching of the games is big, big money. And for the last year and moving into this season, when you don't have any ticket sales whatsoever and merchandise sales at probably a dismal amount as well, mm-hmm. the only real source of income is going to be coming from advertising dollars. So it'll be curious to see if that does put a bind on them.
moving forward.
Might
people
change
are still
the
signing.
Yeah,
people are still signing big contracts.
Structure. Yeah, they still are. Okay, travel restrictions. How are U.S. airlines ranking for flying during COVID? This takes into account how friendly they are with their ticket policies. Are they waiving their change fees? Are they being nice to people, etc.? So very quickly, here's the rankings. This is from NerdWallet. Says number nine, lowest on the list, Spirit Airlines. Not a surprise there. Next, tied two legacy carriers, United and American Airlines. United scored only 2 out of 5 for health and safety policies, 3.7 for booking policies. Spirit Airlines got a 1.4 for health and safety policies. So if you are someone who is conscious about getting onto an airplane during COVID, I'm going to suggest to you that Spirit might not be your airline. It might not be United or American either. Hawaiian Airlines finished 5th. They scored well for booking flexibility, but once again scored low on health and safety, despite the fact that these guys are telling us that they're doing a lot of things. It appears as though they may be fudging just a bit. Ultra-low-cost carrier Frontier ties also 5th. They had a 3.2 rating out of 5. Then comes Southwest Airlines at 4th. They have the most flexible booking policies of any carrier. JetBlue is 3rd. We're running out of airlines now. Alaska Airlines is 2nd with a score of 4.2 out of 5. And the only airline with a perfect score in terms of safety in the COVID era, Delta Airlines.
Oh.
So, and
well, congratulations to Delta.
Congratulations, and quite a difference. Now, this is only one entity, and the criteria they use may be different from others. So it's just kind of a snapshot, but it's an interesting snapshot. Thought I would share it with you. Border restrictions at the U.S. border for Canada and Mexico have been extended again until April the 21st. As far as Canada, you can't cross over. Flying in is extremely difficult if you can't prove that you have urgent business. Mexico is a little bit different situation. You can fly into Mexico with limited restrictions if you fill out a health form, do a temperature screening on arrival. You don't need a COVID test in order to gain entry into Mexico, which is why Mexico has been such a popular destination for vacationers and spring breakers over the last 4 to 6 weeks. So it looks like Canada, Mr. Trudeau in Canada says he doesn't know when they'll be talking about it again, which tells you that we made a good decision canceling our Niagara Falls tour for the middle of May, because I'm guessing middle of April is the soonest it could be open. When you read the news feeds, it looks like their hope is that enough people get it vaccinated and things are under control enough that they can open it. It looks like I'm saying June 10th is their target. Let's see if I'm right. Alcatraz is reopened after a several-month closure. You can buy tickets again. Bad news is that the first tranche of tickets sold out in 9 minutes. Warning, if you want to go to Alcatraz, tickets are always in high demand. Second warning, there is a huge secondary market for Alcatraz tickets. Be very careful that you are buying actual tickets that will get you onto the boat and into Alcatraz when you buy them online from someone you've never heard from before. Because once they get your money and you go to the boat to go to Alcatraz and they say, I'm so sorry, this happens every single day in San Francisco. People show up with Alcatraz tickets that are not real. So just take this word of wisdom from the travel guys. And be careful if you're not buying tickets for Alcatraz from the actual national park site that sells that's the site that sells them for the Park Service. International airlines are starting to roll out vaccine passports, mostly smaller, more obscure airlines that fly country to country and don't serve the U.S. much. But the biggest one is Air New Zealand is going to try a travel pass, a vaccine travel pass next month on its Auckland-Sydney route. So between the two capital cities of the two countries, that's the way that they're going to fix that. And finally, the story about a guy trying to bite his seatmate's ear off. United Airlines flight bound from Newark to Miami on Wednesday was forced to divert to Charleston, South Carolina, where police arrested a man for attacking other passengers in flight. A gentleman was taken into custody and charged with possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine after police found a quantity of the substance in his pocket. According to the incident report, when officers arrived on the scene, the gentleman was already face down on the floor, having been restrained with hands behind his belt, using ties and a belt. He became restless after the flight took off, requested a glass of water from the flight attendant, tried to get pills out of his luggage, started to scream, tried to punch the guy sitting next to him, then tried to bite the guy's ear off. Fortunately, the gentleman escaped only with a laceration. They diverted the aircraft, and all is well. The gentleman is still in jail. This is what he told the judge. I can't say exactly what it is. It's some kind of cat tranquilizer that I took. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but anyway, he's in jail with a huge bond, and his life is about to get a lot more difficult. So don't bite your fellow passenger's ear off on an airplane. It's just not the thing to do. It's not hospitable.
When you hear stories like that, whenever if you're not traveling with all family and anybody sits down next to you, you're just going to give them a weird eye and wonder, man, is this going to be an ear biter or a what?
Anyway, you got to wear
that doesn't happen very often. You know, our fellow men and women are okay. You'll be all right.
I have found that people try to bite your ear off less than 20% of the time. On flights. Anyways, in the next section, we're going to talk about travel prices and bargains. And whether they're really out there or not. And what about those blocked middle seats? Is that stopped entirely? We'll find out.
Next on the Travel Guys. Keep it here. Hey there, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Remember now, visit TravelGuysRadio.com. More travel tips and links to our special guests can be found there. Mark?
Well, Tom, you know, for a number of months now, airlines, in order to attract passengers, have been talking about blocking middle seats. That was all the fashion last spring and summer when almost no one was flying. And even into the fall, because it was easy for the airlines to make to tell you that they would block a third of their inventory because they weren't filling the other two-thirds.
Right.
That has changed a bit now, and some carriers phased out that policy as the year ended. A couple didn't tell us that they had phased it out or that they were going to phase it out and tried to do it as much as they could. Delta Airlines said that they were going to leave theirs in effect until the end of April. But folks need to know that there's a caveat that comes with that. There's an asterisk with that. And if you look on the airline's websites when they tell you that they're blocking the seats, and if this comes up again in some other area, there's usually an out for them, an escape hatch that says, well, you know, if XYZ happens, or we sell one too many tickets or something and we decide not to keep the seat, a middle seat open, why, it's okay because you've agreed to what we've written here. So just know that if you get on an airplane. We had a group that flew down to San Diego last week and back from Ontario, and the Southwest flights were virtually full. So if you've gotten your vaccine and you're confident and you're wearing a mask and washing your hands and watching your distance a little bit, why then you're still in good shape. If you're not, just know that you're not going to get on a plane and find a whole lot of empty seats now, because the number of people who are traveling is going up, and the number of aircraft in the air has not gone up yet, although that is going to happen probably very soon, which really kind of leads us to the next story, because if more people are traveling, for a year now, people have been saying, well, you know what, when they start traveling again, they'll have to give really great prices because to get people to go. If this had all happened and lasted 2 months, that might have been correct. But the oldest law in the world, Tom, is supply versus demand.
Right.
The demand for travel, we're headed for the summer, not for the winter. The demand for travel this summer is going to be off the charts. So I'm going to suggest to you, as our friend Christopher Elliott and his article, Travel Prices Are Bouncing Back, But Here's Where to Find the Bargains, is posted at TravelGuysRadio.com. So if you'd like to know what Chris has to say, and I've pulled some of what I'm telling you from this, but the time to book travel and get a great deal has already passed. So the time to book travel and get a good deal is here right now and will be here for as long as that particular supplier or entity needs to get to build a base of customers. And when they can see that the phone is ringing more each day, then they're going to stop selling things at less than full price, especially since peak season is coming. So if you're thinking about travel, here's another thing you have to consider, and we've talked about this on this program, is that if you give money to a travel entity, will they still be there when you come to travel? A lot of these people haven't had any cash flow for a year. So whether or not you're protected, California residents are protected by a thing called seller of travel, which we don't have time to go into great detail right now. But if a company goes bankrupt and takes your money, it isn't going to help you. So at the end of the day, you need to be a little bit aware of what you're buying and who you're buying it from. Buy from trusted people and be aware of the fact that travel prices are probably going to be right where you would have expected them in the past within a matter of weeks, particularly if you're planning a vacation over the summer.
A jaw-dropping deal will be something that drops your jaw, not because it's a low price, but it'll be a price that is so much higher than what you ever saw before. You know, we'll talk to Gwen and Clayton a little bit about what they can expect in regards to, let's say, cruises. And Clayton, our big overseas European Sports Leisure Vacations tour guide, and see what they have to say when we join us back on the other side of the news at 3:35. And we'll join you then, and we're going to have a little bit of a travel experts roundtable right here on the Travel Guys. So don't go away. We'll see you in just a few. Welcome back, my friends. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Again, TravelGuysRadio.com, links to our special guests and important travel information can be found there. Let's start by welcoming Gwen Duncan with Cordially Yours Travel, our resident travel agent back to the Travel Guys after a long respite. Gwen, so good to have you back with us.
It is so nice to hear you guys, too. This is going to be fun.
Someone asked me where Gwen Duncan was, said she hadn't been on for a while, and I looked them right square in the eye. It was one of my travelers. I said, oh, Gwen's in a home. And they looked back at me, and I said, well, you know, a lot of us are not, you know, surviving this as well as others. And if Gwen can play with boats and ships and things like that, and then the customer realized that I was teasing, of course, but I wasn't. Gwen, it's
we're
nice
all in the home.
Yeah, well, exactly, in different homes, or at least in different rooms in the same home. On my end, I welcome Clayton Whitehead, a longtime tourism professional, he is described as.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I heard on the radio, I've been doing this 40 years, and I had to stop and do the math.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I've been doing this 40 years.
Really? That was a wild guess.
I started in 1981.
Oh, so it's exactly 40 years.
I was just a wee child then.
Yeah. Started in diapers, no less.
No, Levi's, I think.
Gwen Duncan, you're a cruise person. So,
yes.
You know, you've heard lots of people talk about the horrors of being on a cruise ship. Probably I would be one of them. About, you know, if they don't figure out a way to fix this, how do you pour all these people back into a cruise ship and create an environment where everybody can get sick? And you said, well, Mark, that's just ridiculous. There are ways to do that. So, Ms. Duncan, you're the cruise expert here. Tell us how the cruise lines are going to figure this out.
Well, they've been given some CDC guidelines, and they're trying to implement as much as they can. Some of them aren't, and many of them have decided to not depart from U.S. ports temporarily anyway, as they want to get back to business, and they're doing the best they can to make it a safe journey. They are finding it really hard to be able to function when they haven't been able to work from the U.S. ports. Anyway, many of them have folded. Some of them are downsizing. And in fact, I just read a report today that they're sending non-essential staff people back home. So they're trying to work as lean as they can to be able to still survive. They're limited to 7-night sailings. They can't do anything more than that right now based on the CDC guidelines. But it's going to be a different experience. And several of the ships' companies are limiting to vaccinated passengers only.
Okay, so wait a minute. How do you feel about that, Gwen? Would you're a person who cruises a lot. Would you be in favor of a ship that only let on folks that are vaccinated? Or are you what's your, because you sell this product and you sell it to people who would be concerned. So where are you on this?
Okay. And now you know that I just recently got myself vaccinated, first shot.
I did know that. Yes, you were a little nervous about it. I know.
I was very nervous about it. You know, I didn't even feel the needle go in. That's how easy it was. But the second I heard it was going to be a little bit worse. But anyway, I believe that the future of travel is going to be connected to vaccine, at least in the immediate future. And many of the vendors are going to be requiring it because it's a liability thing for them. I personally, I'm not really excited about going on a cruise where if I have to wear a mask the whole time, even if I'm vaccinated. If it's a purely vaccinated clientele, on the ship, then I really would hope that even though it would be limited because they've got large occupancies. They're going to be limiting their occupancies, but I hope that it would feel more normal. If it doesn't, I'm not interested in going yet.
So, Clayton, let me ask you, since you're mostly a land guy, and, you know, we were talking about deals, the possibility of travel deals in the last segment, and one thing that we left out was we were talking about supply and demand. There isn't as much supply because you can't go overseas. So all those people who would have gone overseas are going to be in the domestic market, so to speak. So that will be more people who are looking for, you know, that special place they haven't gone to, the place they've always wanted to go back to locally. But you're a man who goes overseas. Overseas travel is going to be tough. Cruise ship travel is even going to be tougher. Where are you on all that stuff?
Well, I tell you, Mark, something has really come to my mind just over the last week as it looks like a number of our Canadian trips in the second half of the year are going to be able to operate. And also I'm hopeful. Extremely hopeful that I'm going to be able to pull off that Italy trip I've been planning now for 2 years in the fall where we buy out a cooking school. It's an Italian foodie trip, if you will. One of the things that's really coming to my mind is, for example, with Sports Leisure, we came up with a set of safety and health protocols. We are massaging that list as we feel it's necessary. But I think the consumer needs to be extremely aware that you know, if they make the first hurdle of one protocol, well, there might be additional protocols down the way. Maybe our health and safety protocols are not fully adequate for an international flight, for international destinations, for destinations in Canada, for crossing the border. I guess I'm saying as many suppliers as are involved in any particular package, there's that many people who have their own idea about what your health and your safety means. So the smart traveler, I know you're always talking about the smart traveler, right? The smart traveler isn't going to stop with just, oh, this is what the airline requires, I'm good. Or I'm traveling with a tour company, this is what they require, I'm good. But we all have to do a lot of due diligence and make sure that every single aspect of our planned trip that we make the minimum requirement. And possibly the rules might change while we're on the road, so we're going to have a little flexibility.
So perhaps having someone like Gwen, if you're planning an independent vacation, or someone like a tour company that has done their homework for you might be – this might be the situation where you might be a little bit more dependent on a travel advisor who really knew the area or someone who lived there or something like that. Tom?
You know
– I think – absolutely.
Okay. Well, I have a question directed to you, Clayton. You know, you guys spend a lot of time visiting with people that want to travel, that are part of your travel club, the members. You know, coming back to travel as it was before the pandemic, it won't be the case. There's going to be still mask wearing. You're going to have vaccines and so forth. How much does that discourage people from wanting to get back to travel at it's now, rather than saying, well, you know, I think I want to wait until I don't have to wear a mask any longer? What are people saying that you've been talking with?
Well, certainly there are some people who don't like it, and I guess they're just not going to call. There have been a few that have called and told us they didn't like it. But I have to say, the vast majority of our clients who are traveling, who are actively signing up for trips right now, seem very happy that we've taken a pretty hard line, a sympathetic line, a knowledgeable line on what we're going to do and what we're going to expect our travelers to do to keep themselves and everybody else, oh, and by the way, to keep me safe too, who's sitting up at the front of the bus and my driver. So our protocols are in line with the industry. I've attended a number of webinars to make sure of that. They're legally sound. They're based on the evidence and the science. So I think we're doing the best we can do. And I think those that are traveling with us, by virtue of them signing up and writing the check or putting down the credit card, they are saying that they like what we're doing and they like the decisions we've made and they're on board with it.
Gwen, how are your customers? Ours are folks who are used to traveling in groups, by and large. How are your customers, many of whom would travel independently or might be independent travelers that get into a group situation by getting onto a ship or a cruise or something like that? What are you hearing from your folks?
Well, I'd say it's about 50-50, the people who even want to get a vaccine. So are you guys going to be requiring vaccines for your trips?
We are. We had a policy that went into effect last week that says are we requiring vaccines? No. We're offering that as an option. The sports leisure vacations policy is you must have had at least your first shot if you're in a two-shot regimen, at least 7 days before departure, or have completed your vaccine, whether it's one shot or two, or you can present a negative test within 5 days that was done within 5 days of departure. So you don't have to have a vaccine to travel with our company, but you would have to be, we would have to know that at least as of a few days ago, you were good.
Oh, I think that's excellent. Many of the people that have been calling with us, they're a little bit resentful. You know, they're not really wanting to do a vaccine, so that's going to limit their options where they can go. Many of them are itching to go somewhere, and they will do whatever it takes to be able to get out of their house. And many of them are looking to domestic travel right now. And then flying, some of them are a little bit hesitant about flying. It's interesting.
Well, and we see that. We see that every place. And people say, well, you know, everybody's out and they're all moving around and stuff. Well, no, not everybody's out, because the people who are still wary of that are still not out yet. They're not out on Miami Beach for sure.
Well, you have a predominant mature audience for your travelers. I think it's really important that you're doing the protocols that you've got in place. And it's real important to choose a vendor that has those kind of protocols to protect their clients.
We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We're talking with Gwen Duncan with Cordially Yours Travel, Clayton Whitehead and Mark Hoffman on the other side of town here. And we got a little roundtable going on that I think we're going to have some great information to share with you and make you a smarter traveler. Gwen, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I want you to tell us what is the most requested destinations, okay? That's coming up here on the Travel Guys. It's the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. It's the Travel Experts Roundtable portion of our program. Look at their Real ID ad. That tells you things are coming back, encouraging people to go get their real ID. How about that? Gwen, welcome to the program. When we were taking a break, I wanted to ask you about, in your world, as a travel consultant, what is the most requested destinations? Tell me.
It's either they're domestic, and there's a tremendous interest in Hawaii here on the West Coast. The problem is availability at the hotels. I've been really surprised at the resorts at finding availability. Kauai is a little stricter, but Hawaii is like number one. And then Florida, because there are no restrictions, there are people that are interested to get to a sunny place, but people aren't really excited about getting in the airplane. As far as cruises, what's really popular, and I've had several requests, is information leading from San Francisco, a 10-day cruise that would lead from San Francisco going up to Alaska. Well, that's been suspended until 2022. So that would have saved people driving, flying. They could drive to San Francisco, get on a cruise, and there was some real disappointment with that because it extended 7 days, and it they're not allowing to stop into Canadian ports, and so they just eliminated that. I'm going to suspend it till 2022. Alaska Land is popular, but cruising is completely out of the question. Jamaica, we've had requests for Jamaica, but they keep changing their rules. And so I'm a little hesitant about booking it because before the people leave, they could have different requirements. I'm not real comfortable about that. And then Mexico, they've got lesser requirements, and it's real popular right now, Puerto Vallarta and Cabo. That's what's happening right now. I expect it's going to get a lot more spread out as we get more activity. It's just starting to kick up right now.
Clayton, let me ask you, for domestic, obviously it's mostly domestic at this point because Mexico is about the only place that folks can go. But what are you seeing on your side?
Well, I'll stretch the word domestic to include Canada. Canada gives people a foreign country experience, but on the same continent. So you just feel like, if something terrible happens, I'm at least on the same island. I can get home. Our Canadian product's just been flying off the shelf. Our St. Lawrence River cruise is sold out. Quebec is sold out. Niagara is sold out. Our tour planners, though, have been hard at work, and we've been able to put on a couple extra departures. We're still working hard on getting that Newfoundland trip off the ground. So that's the one thing. Mm-hmm. Another thing is close to home and regional. Laguna Pageant of the Masters down in L.A., L.A. area, Laguna to be exact, is always a very popular destination. We've already sold out two and have just opened up a third departure for that.
But don't know for sure yet that the pageant is actually going to happen.
Well, that's the sticky wicket. We're praying that it will, of course. Also, our Pacific Northwest collection, tours that focus in on Idaho, and more specifically Washington State and Oregon, selling very, very strong. Many are sold out. We still have some room on Walla Walla Pendleton. So if you're looking for an experience with cowboys and Lewis and Clark, this is a wonderful trip to consider. I tell you, everybody just woke up about a week and a half ago. Yep. The phones have been ringing off the hook. Sometimes people even call and just say, I want to go somewhere. You tell me what you've got. Mm-hmm. You love that kind of phone call.
That's great.
Well, and of course, because of the fact that this all runs a couple, you have to cancel things a couple months at least ahead of time to avoid getting your customers stuck with charges and things like that. Schedules have been thinned out. So until it's like the airlines, suddenly people find, the airports are full and the airlines, the planes that are out there are jammed. Well, American last week told 5,000 people, you're not going to get laid off. You're not going to lose your jobs. So there is some indication that if we don't suffer another wave with the virus, that we might be okay. Let me ask you both here in the time that we have left about the Real ID. That is something that has been kicked. That can has been kicked down the road so many times it barely looks like a can anymore. But I haven't seen anybody kicking it yet, and the next deadline is October. So, Gwen, do you think this time that they're going to require everybody to get these new, so that everybody in the country will have the same level security ID, or do you think that will be postponed again?
My gut is to say it's probably going to get postponed again, but it has, if you don't have a passport, you're not going to be able to fly anywhere without a real ID if they don't postpone it. So that's going to be a real kicker. By the way, I like what Clayton had to say about Canada. People itching to go to Canada, and I'm so anxious for it to open up and glad to hear you guys are going to focus on it.
Well, I went into Vancouver on 9/11. So I arrived by train into Canada on 9/11 on a train that had been delayed about 5.5 hours, and we were on a tour. And we were stuck in we were stuck in Canada, basically, because you couldn't fly anywhere. So unless you want to drive home from Vancouver, it's a bit of a jaunt. But we were stuck in Canada for a couple of days. And what really struck me was that the Canadian people, when they found out that we were from the States, they couldn't they couldn't do enough for us. They couldn't be concerned enough for us. It was like they were extended family. So yeah, I'm really hoping that when this is all over, we come out of this way. Clayton, any final thoughts here, and then I'll go to Gwen.
Well, regarding real ID, I hope this isn't a bad thought, but I found out that in Georgia, driver's licenses are good for 10 years. Uh-huh. And in California, I think it's only 5 or 6. So I got my real ID back home, so it lasts longer. Just saying, I'm a thrifty guy.
Yeah. Gwen, any final thoughts from up on the hill?
Right now, no. If you're wanting to get a passport, you better do it right away, because it's taking like 15 weeks to get one.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So once again, just like the travel bargains we were talking about, the early bird has already gotten the worm and gone back to the nest. So if you're going to do something now and you want to get ahead of the crowd, the crowd is right behind you. I want to thank you, Gwen, and you, Clayton, for taking time out of your Sunday afternoon to share information. Both of you are kind of what I call grassroots people. So rather than have somebody who's the head of a company on to tell us what is going on in their company, I rather have people who are right next to where the phone is ringing every day and can tell folks what's really going on. So thank you both for your update and your expertise, and we will check back in with you, I promise you, in the weeks to come as travel starts to unfold, hopefully without too many glitches. Thanks, Gwen. Behave yourself up on the hill, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Thomas, before we take off today, I got a couple of quick things I want to talk about. Thank you also, Mr. Clayton.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Our train folks in town are running an Easter Egg Express. So, you know, they have a brand new station. This is a 45-minute train ride the rest of the time in their little park. Great family activities. It's a 2.5-hour experience. So if you are interested, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We have a whole list of cool things, cool links there, and you will find that one. Also, one other cool link you will find is to a theater, the McCallum Theater in Palm Springs. They offered a free concert earlier. This would probably appeal more to our mature travelers, Michael Feinstein, Roseanne Cash, Jay Leno. It's a free concert. Go to travelguysradio.com, and you can find the link. Tom?
All right. Thank you, my friends. That's TravelGuysRadio.com. Links to all that good stuff. The River Fox trains. Lots and lots of fun there. Well, that wraps it up. Next week, if all goes well, we're going to have Dale and Sid from the TSA joining us here on the Travel Guys and talk about what has changed since we spoke with them last. Mark, final word.
Dance like nobody is watching. We'll talk to you next week at 3 o'clock.
All right. See you next time, my friends.
He's leaving town. He never has the time to turn around.